What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings, and this is the Idea of Manhood podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is season 7, episode Blacala Blue. I don't know. I really don't know what episode this is. But thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all, I'm in the last, it's like a 2-minute drill for my doctoral program right now, so I'm heavy into it. Feeling really good, feeling like it's close to the finish line. But also, if you notice, I haven't really talked about my research here on this podcast because, you know, Brene Brown talks about this idea of like foreboding joy, where, you know, you have great news or you have, you know, good feeling about something, but you don't want to like share it because like you might mess it up, you know, or something might happen. I definitely feel that. That's kind of like a constant feeling for me. So it's not like I'm going to jinx it or anything, but you know, I do want to wait until at least I defend to share everything with y'all. And y'all, like my defense date is March 22nd, Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. So Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. What? Who am I? You know, that's when it's gonna go down, and y'all can call me Mike after that. I don't do this doctor thing. That's something we're gonna talk about later too. Anyway, you might notice I'm on my morning walks with my dog Javi. I went ahead and invested in the microphone that I could like just pin to my lapel as I'm walking, pin to my hoodie as I'm walking. So you know, you're going to hear the sound of the suburbs, but still, hopefully, my voice is centered here. Yeah, man. So I wanted to talk about something like, and it's kind of been, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't put much thought into it, if that makes sense. Like, it's something that crossed my mind, and I started thinking about the patterns of my recording, right? And, you know, I've been doing my podcast inconsistently for 7 or 8 years, something crazy like that. But there was a period of like 3 years where it was like every week, every Monday, 3-hour episodes, you know what I'm saying? Where it would be like, you know, I would record my podcast at 11 p.m. to 1 p.m., 1 a.m. I would edit. It was crazy, right? But in the last maybe 2 years, maybe like a year and a half, like I didn't do anything. And kind of in my mind, you know, as time was passing, I was like, oh, I gotta do an episode, you know, gotta do this, gotta do that. But it didn't feel natural, and it didn't feel like, I don't know, it didn't feel like the world. Maybe that's too grandiose of a, you know, a location, but it just didn't feel like the world needed to hear from me, right? It didn't feel like the world needed to hear from a podcast called The Idea of Manhood. There was so much going on in other, you know, corners of our world and culture and pop culture. You know, there was movements, the Me Too movement. There were so many movements that were like centering the stories of Black and Brown women and LGBTQ community. And it felt like The Idea of Manhood, what that might mean to whoever sees it come up, with all three of my listeners, right? Whatever that meant, it just didn't feel like the right timing. And so it's almost like subconsciously, I didn't do it on purpose, but like just like subconsciously, I was like, nah, let me chill. Or, oh, you know, I feel like something, like my response to a certain topic that was popular during those times might have been unpopular or not PC, you know what I'm saying? And so I was scared. Like I didn't want to put my opinions out there because I felt like they might offend people or what have you. And as a, you know, straight man of a certain age, it just felt like my voice wasn't necessary. Now, I know some of you listening and will be like, that's so big of you, that's real, and that's what you're supposed to do, quiet yourself, don't make yourself, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. But then there's also a side, and what I've been thinking about recently is like, man, you gotta speak up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you gotta speak up. Like, you gotta speak up. Now, the part where this becomes within the topic areas of my podcast, The Idea of Manhood, is that as men, we have to be able to speak up, even if our truths aren't reflective of, you know, the common voice. And we have to be able to speak up in a way that is not divisive or divisive. I've heard people say divisive recently. Like, what's going on? In a way that's not divisive, in a way that doesn't alienate people, in a way that's not offensive. Like, you can share an opposing point and not be offensive if you're a good speaker and if you care about the people around you and if you're more about, you know, the exchange than being right or wrong. And so kind of like my thought is, you know, like, we gotta speak up, man. And I'm talking to whoever, man. I'm a straight man, and you know, and I think I'm saying that on purpose because, you know, I think that there is a, I don't know, there's a silence. Like, there is a marked silence when it comes to popular, maybe even controversial topics from regular. I'm not talking about, like, you know, the famous folks. I'm not talking about the folks that have large platforms. I'm talking about in comments, you know, my friends, people that I know, my fraternity brothers. Like, there is a, I see it as a fear. I see it as like, well, I ain't getting in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, you know. And I don't know. Like, that thing, one, that's super interesting. And I think on some level, it's to be commended, right? On some level, it's to be commended that, like, some of these dudes, some of the guys, some, you know, people that I know, my friends, like, people that are like me, you know, whether they're educated on some level or not, they have regular jobs, they're not super wealthy, they're not, you know what I'm saying, they're not, you know, they don't have, like, a certain, like, status in society in that way, that are conscious enough to be like, you know what, I'm not going to add my voice to this conversation. And what I'm saying right now is that I think the, I don't know, this might be too much, but I think the world needs our voices, you know, not to listen to us primarily, but just to add to the conversation, because my experiences tell me, even some of my research is telling me in my doctoral program, that Black men especially are, when it comes to certain public forms of communication or certain, you know, platforms, are either silenced or are silencing themselves, and our experiences and our perspectives are being left out of important decision-making spaces. You know, important spaces like our kids' school and, you know, our community, our HOA, our, you know, even, you know, certain elections on some level. And I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of these platforms, a lot of these, you know, political big tanks and all the CNNs and the Foxes and the MSNBCs and so on and so forth are trying to figure out ways to, you know, like, get the Black vote, get the Black male vote. I don't think it's that. It is, yeah, I mean, I do think it's that on some level. But I also think it's, I also think it is trying to understand what appeals to the cisgendered, which I'm finally starting to understand that that's not a bad thing, to the cisgendered Black man. You know, because on some level, I think, I mean, I got a lot of controversial takes on this, and people are not going to like it, because I've been saying this pretty consistently for the past literally like maybe 15, 20 years that like America, you know, when Bernie Mac had a show like America, like America, society, black folks, white folks, like of all the many different identities that are shared and expressed, you know, of gender and race and disability status and, you know, class and all the different identities, I feel like, and of course I'm biased, right? Because I'm one of them. I feel like black men are the most unknown entity of all of them. And here's, and I say that because the misinformation is so grandiose. The misinformation about black men, and it appears that there's so much information about black men, but in reality there isn't, which makes the gap even wider, right? Because, you know, you look at music and sports and, you know, entertainment, and our voices are represented in so many negative ways. If you think about just the news in the last, you know, popular culture news in the last 2 months, you know, Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp and Mike Epps and, you know, and, you know, just Kanye, and, you know, there's so much negative, there's so much negative information. There's so much information from that angle that, like, the everyday person, the everyday black man, is just like, there's no social discourse about what our days look like, what our nights look like, what we do for fun, what do we like to eat, what do, you know, how do we like to socialize, you know, how do we talk to and raise our children, you know, how do what do we need from a lover or from a friend, or what do we need from a job? Like, there's just no information out there like that, which is essentially why I started this podcast. So all I'm saying and everything I'm saying right now is leading up to the title of this episode. Man, speak up. Man, speak up. You know, there's so much. I'm sorry, I'm walking up steps. I'm tired. There's so much that folks do not know about us. And the discipline that I like to encourage is, man, when you speak up, know when to speak up. Know when to sit back and listen and watch. Know how to use your voice for good. Know how to, you know, read a room and know, like, when it's necessary to raise your voice, or when it's necessary to get a point across, or, you know, all of those things, and being an empathic, emotionally intelligent leader. But we have to speak up, y'all. Like, husbands, like, you got to speak up in these different forms to your actual partners about what you need, what you want, what you like, what you don't, what, you know, what turns you on, what doesn't. Like, we just be going along and the world thinks that, oh, men are so, they be selling it, they be doing anything. No, we be taking whatever y'all give us, because there's so many voices out there that are telling us that our voice doesn't matter. And so it's something simple as speaking up. You know, people like, oh, you always post stuff on Facebook. People don't always say that. I kind of made that up about people talking about me. But anyway, hey, calm down, dog beef. You know, people, you know, always say you post stuff, and, you know, everything I post on Facebook and in different forums and things that I retweet is all to share and to show a diverse diaspora of the black male experience. It's not just, you know, I was trying to say the line from Kanye, it's not just beautiful, beautiful naked women just don't fall out the sky. Like, it's not that, you know, it's more than that. Anyway, I said 15 minutes, we're gonna keep it short. keep it sweet. Men, speak up. They need us to. They want us to. And even if they don't, so what? We should, because we deserve to. Like, we belong in a lot of these conversations, and we shouldn't, you know, just be like, I don't. All the guys and the dads I talk to, like, it's not for me. I'm gonna just sit this one out. I'm gonna just sit around, sit around the side. And it's one thing on my way out of this episode. It's one thing that I remember as a young child when the older men were around, and, it was a mixed company, men and women, that the men would either be in a corner by themselves or they would just be quiet in the room. You know, you'd be like, why are they so emotionally distant? And it's like, I get it. I mean, I definitely understand why, because that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years, just distant, quiet, letting things happen around me, watching things fail, watching things fall short, understanding how my voice could have impacted and made things better, but it's like, I'm gonna let that chill. So all that to say, man speak up, they need us. All right, y'all have a good one. This is Five Mics, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings. And this was a Five Mic. What am I saying? And this was the Idea Manhood Podcast. Peace.